18 minutes past the hour. Well, we're starting a new series here on KROS talking about the United Way. Got an email a couple weeks ago from Hannah Geddes asking about this. And Hannah, what's going to be the purpose of this program? And again, we're going to have you in the second Wednesday of every month.
Yeah, so each month our goal is to get a few people in from different partner agencies that United Way works with that we have funding for. And we just want to talk about different topics throughout the summer and throughout the year, continuing on, and bring in different agencies and kind of spotlight their programs so people can learn more about what we do and what they do.
All right, very good. And we do have three folks to visit with, and let's start with Allie Kibler. She is the youth director at the YWCA. Allie, talk about your program at the YW.
Sure. So June 5th, we start our summer camp program. We take kiddos kindergarten through fifth grade. And we have a whole host of activities that we plan for the summer. We do enrichment, partnerships throughout the community, and then we do field trips. The important thing that we do is focus on getting at least 60 minutes of activity a day. So we do that by walking. Our main mode of transportation around town is walking. Some of the kids are grumbly that first week, but by the end of summer, they're ready to go. We swim twice a week, and then we incorporate physical activity into a lot of our games. We try to make physical activity and fitness fun. We know if we stand kids up and tell them to do push-ups or sit-ups, that's not really fun. But if we can play a tag game or a different game in our multi-purpose room or at the park, it kind of increases their excitement for it.
What are the ages, and who are you targeting to get?
Sure. So most of our kiddos are from the Clinton community. We have a few from Illinois and from Comanche. Enrollments have started already. They have to have completed kindergarten. But then as long as they have not gone through sixth grade, they're invited to come to our program.
Okay. Now, how does the United Way help you in this?
Sure. So United Way funding allows us to provide a sliding fee for families who don't qualify for child care assistance. We're able to free up some funding to offer scholarships to kiddos that wouldn't otherwise be able to come to camp and might be sitting on the couch playing video games all summer. So by getting United Way funding, we are able to bring them in, get them active, having fun, and just provide enriching activities for them.
How many children are we talking about, a rough number?
So we're hoping to get about 50 a day, 40 to 50 a day. Last summer our numbers were a little bit lower, but DHS has a cap for us, so we have to kind of work within that cap. Right now we already have 30 enrolled, and we have 87 enrollment packets that have gone out already, so we are looking at potentially having quite a few kiddos.
All right, if people would like to find out more information, just contact the YWCA.
Yep, that's right. You can check us out on our website, ywcaclinton.org, or feel free to contact me at the Y.
All right, Allie, thank you very much. Let's move on now to Teresa Schultz, principal of Jefferson, and we're going to talk about the AmeriCorps program. If you could, Teresa, explain that program for us.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us on. Through our funding with the United Way, we provide AmeriCorps tutoring services at school throughout the school year and in the summertime through the summer camp that is put on at the district. And so what this looks like is one-on-one reading tutoring for 20-minute time slots, and it's all based out of the University of Minnesota in research-based interventions and progress monitoring, and the yields are fantastic. Students that have often fallen behind are no longer falling behind because of this much needed skill-based intervention that provides them with the extra help they need before they get behind.
Reading is so critical, no doubt about that. So who is selected? How does that process work, Teresa?
So we take three universal screener testings a year. All students receive them. And then that breaks kids up and gives us hard data to look at. We're looking at the students that are closest to benchmark, closest to where they need to be without being there. And we start with those two kids. And as they make their benchmarks for the upcoming testing period, then they, in essence, graduate out and we go to the next kid. So it's a revolving door and it helps a lot of students throughout the year. And we couldn't do this without the United Way's funding.
Now, does this include all grade levels, Teresa?
K through three. It aligns with the early literacy law in the state of Iowa right now to make sure that all third graders are proficient in reading, which then has lots of hooked on benefits. If third graders are reading, that's what we look to for to project future graduation rates. That's what we look for a lot of civil things as well, looking further into the future and the health of our community.
Of course, you are at Jefferson now. Does the program just for Jefferson students, or does it include the entire area?
So in Clinton schools right now this year, we're currently at Eagle Heights, Jefferson, and Bluff, and we're looking at potentially adding a site. We haven't had word yet if we're going to add a site at Whittier or not, but this is a program that is across the state of Iowa in various districts. I know DeWitt does it, Northeast does it. And I know that it's also in 15 states nationwide.
Okay, and you touched upon it briefly at the start, but again, the importance of the United Way for this program.
Yeah, Reading Corps directly feeds into the goals of the United Way with making sure that education is a priority in our community. And so they have been generous enough to fund this program, but really it's for our whole community and it really helps out.
All right, Teresa, thank you very much. And wrapping up today's program, we're going to be visiting with Loris Osterhaus now, also with the Clinton Community School District. And Loris, talk a little bit about your role.
I'm the after-school director with the school district. We're about ready to get our summer program off here and going here June 5th. We'll have four elementary sites this summer and one camp at the middle school. So we serve kids in grades K through 8 here this summer, and it's a six-week program that goes through the middle of July.
So how does this work? They come in and just read, or what do you all do there, Loris?
Well, there's a balance of things we do. In the mornings, usually, there's tutoring and academics. And in the afternoons, generally, there's enrichment activities that's are provided by different partners that kind of help expand their learning opportunities. There's also field trips built in, some fun ones like swimming and that too, but also educational field trips like to the Putnam Museum or maybe to the zoo or to the River Museum. In Dubuque and stuff too, to give these kids extra learning opportunities.
Sounds like a lot of fun as well as a great educational experience. Now, the selection process on that, Loris?
The kids that are in the program are the kids that have been in our after school program during, or before and after school program during the year. And we also look at kids that are in preschool that will be coming into kindergarten in the fall that could benefit from a summer program and getting them kick-started for when they start kindergarten in the fall.
I know this is something you've been doing for a while, and I would imagine you have some success stories. I mean, you see how this really helps some kids.
Yeah, it gives there's a lot of research out there, on summer learning loss through the National Summer Learning Association. Many of our kids, if they don't have that summer support, like, which the United Way helps provide through the Reading Corps program and other funding for us, would fall behind and get off to probably a slower start in the school year when that starts in the fall. So the funding we get from them and stuff helps provide extra services to these kids so they can get off to a good start during the school year.
All right. Well, I appreciate you all coming in. Hannah, let's slide a microphone over onto your way again. So again, this program, again, is going to be the second Wednesday of every month. Our next program will be June 10th, as again, we're trying to educate the people to the need of giving to the United Way. How can they best go about doing that?
Well, they can go to our website, which is clintonunitedway.org, or we are on Facebook with United Way of Clinton County, Iowa, and we're always available at the office to talk to, and that number is 242-1209, and we're always open for more information or for donations or volunteers and everything like that.
Again, thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.